With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, he joins right now. Hello, Brad. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Great. I was listening to some sports talk radio in Alabama this morning in Birmingham, and they're kicking themselves. They gave up a field goal. They're talking about that 3 points they gave up against Vanderbilt. It's killing them.
I was wondering why you're listening to Alabama radio. I was wondering, where is that going? Look, the boys came out, they battled, they got 3 points. So 3 points more than they scored less when they played Alabama. So it's all about progress.
Yeah, 55-3, big drubbing on the weekend for your Doors. Hopefully they go get them next week. That seems to be about on par with the Steelers' offense, I guess. I don't know. We've been talking and knocking this around some in many different ways. Is the problem with the Steelers' offense the quarterback? Is it the coordinator, or is it both?
I think it's both. You know, I had some reports that some players are upset with Matt Canada. I do think that he is not really creating consistent, cohesive approaches on offense. But they have had some splash plays. They've had some big moments. Obviously, Pickens had a crazy catch. Deontay Johnson's had some crazy catches. But sustaining drives, staying ahead of the stick, stuff like that has just not been there. And I think some of that also is on Mitchell Trubisky. But I would get why there could be frustration with Matt Canada.
You rate players, you know, through and through throughout the league, Brad. In your opinion, is Matt Canada the worst offensive coordinator in the league from what you've seen this year?
It's early. It's very early. I think he's probably in the conversation. He obviously has a lot of proof coming into it. You know, based on our priors, we did not think he was a good offensive coordinator. I think we obviously tried to say is maybe some of the limitations of his offense because Big Ben was, you know, lacking mobility, things like that. But Trubisky has danced around the pocket a little bit. He had that play late in the Bengals game where he kind of had to run around and still made a play. Big Ben obviously wasn't doing anything like that. So it's not – I think you can definitely make the case because the offensive line has been okay. The weapons are a good unit of weapons. And then the quarterback, sure, he's not a superstar, but he's someone you can work with in theory. So I think it's fair to say Canada has been one of the worst offensive coordinators so far this season.
Well, you just identified what could pass for, at least for this offense, some strengths, Brad, right? An improved offensive line, certainly plenty of skill position weapons to use, a mobile quarterback, even if he isn't always making the best decisions. So I put you in Matt Canada's shoes or up in the booth and give you his headset. How do you develop the identity of this offense?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm throwing more on first downs. I am pushing the ball downfield more often. You know, I think they kind of have the kitty gloves on Mitchell Trubisky a little bit and don't want him to lose games for them, which I do understand. He can make some mistakes. But without T.J. Watt right now, this isn't a defense that you can just say, we'll just score 17 points and we'll get a win. Maybe with T.J. Watt, it is that defense. We can try to play that style of football. But right now, when you cannot run the ball with any sort of effectiveness whatsoever, and your defense is good but not great without T.J. Watt, you need to score 24, 27 points to win some of these games. And they're just playing so conservatively. So, look, I would say I'm going to live and die by early down passing, pushing the ball downfield, and trusting that I have Claypool, Johnson, Pickens, et cetera, to make some plays, make some guys miss an open space, and get some chunk yardage plays here and there.
You mentioned the Steelers' defense. That's where I wanted to go anyhow, Brad. Obviously no T.J. Watt, so apart from the obvious, what are you seeing so far from the Steelers' defense in the couple of games without T.J.?
Yeah, I think obviously when you lose T.J., the pass rush is the first thing you're going to think about, but I think it goes back to last year again as well. I mean, they just have not been a great run defense unit. Teams can definitely get some chunk plays against them on the ground, can find space. They're kind of running at that new position, whoever is replacing T.J. Watt. Larry Ogunjobi's been okay. Cam Hayward's a great player, but can't do it all by himself. And I think opposing offenses have been able to move this defensive line, I'm not going to say at will, but they've been able to create space and let their running back find lanes fairly easily without T.J. Watt.
All right, let's stick with that. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I tweeted this not long ago. Lost in all the talk about the Steelers' offense not being good, there were plenty, Brad, of concerns about bringing back a 35-year-old banged-up Tyson Alualu. He hasn't performed well to this point. He's looked 35 and banged up. If he doesn't turn it around, could Adams or Leal play some more?
You would hope, and I would think that DeMarvin Leal would play more. I mean, Alualu is a good player, but like you say, yeah, very old, and also a guy you probably don't want playing more than, 15, 20 snaps a game anyway. He's a 400-snap-a-season type player. I do. I think you want to see more DeMarvin Leal. He is a good run defender, or was in college at least, and is a guy you want to develop, play more. And if you have Hayward and Ogunjobi and some talent around him, he shouldn't be asked to do too much, but to just continue to grow, understand the game, understand the defensive front that Pittsburgh runs. I would certainly hope so. If not, it's a bit of a red flag to a degree.
Brad, I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction here. What's the gap between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, or even Lamar Jackson and anybody else in the league right now?
Lamar Jackson, I think, right now is probably the MVP of the season so far. It's crazy. He's third in yards per attempt at 8.5 yards per attempt, and he's first in yards per carry at 9.3 yards per carry. So the ball being in Lamar Jackson's hands is about the most efficient thing you can do in all of the NFL, whether he's passing or running right now. I think Josh Allen is probably in that kind of tier with Patrick Mahomes, where they're kind of in their own stratosphere. But I then think the next group is, Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert and his other young upshots. They're right in that next group of players. But, yeah, the way Jackson's playing right now, he bet on himself. He's looking for that contract, and it's going pretty well so far.
Brad, I'm going to come back around to the Steelers for just a moment here because I looked up PFF grades for running backs. And Najee Harris, at least the run portion of the grade, not the receiving, not the pass blocking or run blocking portion of the grade, but just the run portion of the grade, he's not even in the top 40 of halfbacks right now. Given the improvement of the offensive line, I know they're just averages compared to absolutely horrid last year, but given that improvement of the offensive line, what is Najee Harris not doing?
Yeah, so, in my opinion, at least, I think you can see the injuries are bothering him. The foot injury, the lift strength that he dealt with throughout most of the offseason, then kind of aggravated that area again before the season began. I just filtered it to at least a minimum 25 rushes, and he's still 33rd. His grade is 33rd if you reduce it to guys that have ran the ball 25 times. So, yeah, I don't think he has looked particularly good. I will say the offensive line has gotten better as a pass protection unit. They're still not great, at least when I'm watching the film in the morning. They don't seem to create a lot of room for Najee Harris, but I also think that he now is at a point, which is probably not entirely his fault, where he's so used to there not being any room. I think he's missing some length and actually not seeing some things that maybe he's been so scared and conditioned into assuming there will not be any rushing lanes. He's now kind of bouncing too many things and not just putting his head down and falling forward, which I think we've actually seen a little bit of from Jalen Warren.
I know that when you guys are grading wide receivers, a lot of the times it's obviously independent of where the football winds up going. What are you seeing from the Steelers' wide receivers?
They are creating separation and getting open. I think Deontay Johnson is having a great start to the season. I know he had, one drop this past week that he probably should have had, but I think all told, he's got a great start and kind of living up to that contract and showing why he earned it. Pickens, you know, obviously with Pickens, there's been a ton of production, but that one-handed catch on the sideline was one of the catches of the season, and that's what you want to see from him. He's creating separation, maybe not 99% of the time, like you said, but he's definitely getting open. And Claypool's Claypool. I think they're using him creatively as they always do. A lot of, you know, getting him the ball, you know, near the line of scrimmage, letting him create yards after the catch, stuff like that. I think it comes down to Mitchell Trubisky, and then I think it comes down to just, you know, Canada is just not dialing things up, I think, consistently enough to push the ball down the field.
Time right now is 8:10. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS. All right, I've never asked you this question. It's not Steeler-centric. It is league-wide, and it's a two-part question. One, with PFF's rankings, who is that one player in the league where you say, no, listen, PFF's numbers tell me that he is much better than what the common thought on him is. Thus, he's insanely underrated. And flip that over. Who is that player that the masses think, man, he's unbelievable. He's a really good football player. And your numbers yield, he's just all right. Who are those two players in the league?
So the first one I would say, and it's starting to change now, where people are recognizing him. But I remember Rashawn Gary going into last season, the Green Bay Packers edge rusher. I was like, guys, I don't think people realize his snap usage is not that high because they had Darius Smith and Preston Smith. But this Rashawn Gary guy looks like one of the better players on the field every time he steps out there. And then last season, I mean, again, the numbers totally backed up. His sacks weren't super high, but his pressure percentage, his pass rush win rate, both top five among edge rushers, you know, up there in the TJ Watt conversation. So he's probably that guy on that end where I don't think people realize just how dynamic and how incredible he has become after a slower start to his career. As for the other side of the spectrum, that's a great question. You know, off the top of my head, a guy that I think people maybe overrate a little bit, you put me on the spot here. That's a tough one. I mean,
all right,
I
what about just say, a quarterback? What about a quarterback then?
Quarterback. Okay, a quarterback. Sure. I mean, I guess I would go Matthew Stafford. I don't know where his perception maybe is, but he has a lot of positive plays. He also, I mean, he led the league in interceptions last year. He certainly could do it again this year. He throws a ton of turnover-worthy plays. He is good. There's no question about it. But, you know, now people are crowning him as a Hall of Famer now because he won that one Super Bowl, and he has a ton of volume stats. But in my opinion, he's, I don't know, the 9th, 10th best quarterback in the NFL. I'm not sure he's ever been better than the 9th, 8th, 9th, 10th best quarterback in the NFL.
Ooh, see, I thought Matt Stafford was a Hall of Famer, even if he didn't go to Los Angeles.
And I think that, you know, the numbers make sense there, and then you realize he has always come from behind wins and all these volume stats of passing yards and passing touchdowns. Yeah, because they're down 27-7, and then he scores 2 touchdowns. You know, lobbing it up to Calvin Johnson. I think you and I could throw a couple tutties to Calvin Johnson.
Oh, man.
Thorin.
Man, coming at my man like that.
I know.
How's Russell Wilson looking?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Doran, just so you know, Brad, for sake of background, Doran here, our partner, Doran Dickerson, is a gigantic Russell Wilson fan and told us all offseason how Russ was going to cook, and it's not really happening now.
Brad, answer this. Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer?
He is a Hall of Famer, but right now he's cooking up some cereal out there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's hacking it up, huh?
All right, Brad, we thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country.
Oh, my gosh. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. All right, if you had to win one game right now and you had the same other 10 people on offense, would you take Matt Stafford or Russell Wilson? Hondorn?
Oh. Russell Wilson.
Liar.
There's no
Why
way.
Would I lie?
Hey, he would.
Right
he, no, he would. I'd take
Wait,
Matt
so
Stafford.
I get the 10 people that.
You get the 10
same
people.
Same 10 on
same,
offense.
Same 10, the linemen, the receivers, the tight end, the back, all of that.
Stafford, or Russell Wilson, because he could run.
Okay, who would you take, Crowley?
Matt Stafford.
Would you really, or would you take Russell Wilson?
Begrudgingly, Stafford.
There's no begrudging for me.
No, Stafford.
I'd take Stafford.
I don't hesitate.
I mean, the guy did pretty well last year.
He's okay.
I mean, right?
Won a Super Bowl.
He was okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl and been to another one.
I know.
How long ago?
He was this close of winning another one.
I just felt like Russell Wilson's career was going to fall off a cliff.
And we're seeing the cliff.
I'm just saying, Dorn, I'm not doing this to jag you off. I just really think that was a guy whose skill level was going to be optimal, top of the game. And then one day he was going to wake up and we were just going to see a guy that was just a deterioration of his skill.
He's a product of his environment right now.
Oh.
Yeah, his environment is
bad.
Supermodel every day.
Yeah, that's not a bad environment.
Is she living in Denver with him?
Oh, yeah, probably.
She's there full on, full go?
So. Yeah.
Not in, she's not in Seattle still?
No.
No. Do you think he can turn it around, though?
I don't know about there. I don't know what they have going on at the
Well,
at the
he better. He's there for the next six years or something.
Well, I'm saying I don't think the head guy's going to be there that long. I think they need to get it.
Yeah, tell us how you feel about Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah, right. You can't stand that guy. Yeah,
he's all right.
Yeah. Did he? He didn't graduate from Pitt. He was just there for a little bit, right?
He was like a GA. He played football at Cal.
There you are. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So much more going on. I have a question. You've got to pick between a quarterback carousel in the next segment. You've got to pick between one of these three people. I'm not telling you who they are. I'll tell you that in just a couple minutes. One of these three people for an opening. And this hour, Shelby Cassesi, this hits different. You're not going to want to miss it. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Here we go. Window Nation there for you all the time, right? It's getting cold outside. Seemingly everybody has hoodies on today because, well, it's dropped. The mercury has dropped, and here is the time to get new windows in your house. You probably should have acted already, but there's still a chance. Window Nation is there for you. Get two free windows with every two that you buy. No payments until 2025. That's two free windows with every two that you buy. No limit either. No minimum, no maximum. So when I say there's no limit, I mean this. If you buy two, you get two. You buy four, you get four. You buy eight, you get eight. You buy 16, you get 16. If you need 32 windows, how about that? Take it to the house with this offer as it's football season right now. They've tackled over quarter of a million projects, I should say, and perfectly fit well over a million windows right into homes. And they do great work here in Western Pennsylvania. It's Window Nation, and they get it done. So don't pass this opportunity up. Two free windows with every two that you buy. Nothing until 2025. That's what you pay. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com.
Pirates beat the Reds last night 8-3. O'Neill Cruz was 4-for-5. They'll take on the Redlegs tonight, and you can listen on your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Just heard it in the break there. I think the Alpine Polka is my favorite song. Yeah. I really, it's unbelievable. Yes. Super great. Catchy, stays with you all day. So there's that. John Wehner, he joins 9:30. Shelby Cassesi in just a couple minutes. Here's the proposition. So Mac Jones is out for a couple weeks, right? He's got the dreaded high ankle sprain. It's busted up. Multiple games. More than likely it's being reported. If I told you that you had three games, and you had to have one of these three quarterbacks. Hoyer, who was their backup. Bailey Zappe, who was at Western Kentucky, he was pretty good at like the Senior Bowl and all those different things. Those people, I think in his bowl game, he was pretty good. So Hoyer, Bailey Zappe were for three games, and salary cap and all that stuff be damned. And salary and money be damned. Or Cam Newton. Who would you take of those three guys?
Hoyer? And that's they absolutely are going to do that too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'm just saying in a fantasy world, Hoyer. You could have it any way that you wanted.
Hoyer. I mean, Newton just brings too much baggage.
It's not even the baggage for me. It's just that he's just not good
that
anymore.
Too.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a veteran backup who knows your system, who's just going to try and maintain for the next few weeks, you go with Hoyer.
Hoyer's like a mix between Charlie Batch and Bruce Gretkowski.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just like Johnny backup.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the safe answer. I want it to be Cam Newton. Bring him in, work him out, him win the job, and play.
What about Kaepernick?
No. It's going to be 2057, and there's going to be a 71-year-old Kaepernick saying, and people claiming he didn't get a chance, and he should be getting a workout.
Yeah.
I mean, no thanks.
He knew that the day he did what he did, that he was not going to probably play anymore, and he has to live with that. It's fine that he did what he did, but.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Seriously, me being for real right now, it's not because he can't play. It's because of what he has stood for and what he's done before. And that's just too much baggage if you're an owner, and that's fine.
What has Bailey Zappe done? What are his thoughts on the anthem? 62 tutties, 11 interceptions for Bailey Zappe, my man, at Western Kentucky.
Yeah, he was good.
A hilltopper.
I mean, that is a – I would love to see what Bill Belichick would do with that guy. I would. They're going to go with Hoyer. They should go with Hoyer, but I'm intrigued by Mr. Zappe.
I think a Bill Belichick – 10 years ago, Bill Belichick goes with the kid.
Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, give him a shot.
Right.
If you knew you were going to get Brady back and you're going to win 10 games down the stretch,
right.
I would do the same thing.
Being questioned here by a friend, is it the Alpine Polka, P-O-L-K-A, or Alpine Polka because it's Alpine
Polka? P-O-O-L.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Is it that. Polka?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Very good question that I liked. See, that's my speed. That's something I sit on the chair and have a cup of coffee and think 45 minutes about. That's where I am in my
two
life.
Two L's or one L?
Two O's or one O. Yeah,
two O's.
Pool, like because it's Alpine like Pools. Polka. So is it Polka or Alpine Polka. I still think it's Polka, traditional. P-O-L-K-A. But I see where you're coming from. You could still call it the Alpine Polka and just spell it. Did you bring up the Alpine Polka?
Polka.
This isn't it, is it?
I don't know.
This isn't from the commercial. See, they localized it to make it about like the store. Well, seven stores, or how many of our stores they have? 29 stores, it's true. Alpine, the one for you. We'll do the Alpine Polka.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know which one? Yeah. It's in your head now. So is it spelled P-O-O-L-K-A?
You can
or
still say P-O-O-L-K-A, but say polka.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, yeah, I'm saying that.
That's what I was trying to say.
Can you screw up a polka? Like,
no.
They're all pretty similar. Even the slow, like,
right.
It's still a polka. It's still
that
catchy.
Did not sound like polka.
No, that's the baseline for it. And 80,
that's as close as a 43-year-old white guy gets to beatboxing a polka, Doran. I'm sorry.
Well, geez, work on it.
Plus, 85% of the time I've heard polka, you're in the bag. Like, you don't listen to polka.
So everything
sober.
Sounds good.
Right. We got to ask our guy down the road here, Pat.
Wait, yeah, people. People that are inebriated listen to polka? Is that
yeah,
like
where
a
do
German
they play
beer
polka?
Hall?
I don't know. Have you ever gone somewhere where they played
no.
polka? Well,
no.
Let me let you in on something.
Uh-oh.
If you go somewhere where they're playing polka, there's generally a lot of beer being served.
Maybe
you don't go. They don't play polka in church. You don't go to some.
You don't go to a preschool.
Right. They don't.
Christmas
they're not.
Show and...
I've never heard of the polka band playing the AA meeting. Like, it's, no, the polka band is at Oktoberfest.
That would be a
polka's
a
Polish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Polish, German, all that.
I was sober for 25 years, and then that guy polka. With the accordion showed right. up.
Pat Septak was
and I
walking
had to have
around.
One.
It was over for me. Pat Septak was there. All right, Steelers, what about between now and Halloween? We have to have a discussion about all of that. That's coming up next. Start week four off right. No sweat. Same game parlay. FanDuel partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sports book.
Yep, week four means a whole bunch of action getting started with Thursday night football. A good one, too. The surprising 3-0 Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, reigning AFC champs. Maybe you like the over in points. Maybe you like a certain side or maybe a money line. Whatever you do, you can take multiple bets, put them together, create one of those same game parlays. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, that same game parlay, no sweat. That's right. You get free bets back if your Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. And it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Perfect way to boost your odds. Looking ahead to the weekend, maybe you create one of those same game parlay plus bets with props from multiple games. Just download FanDuel today, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and get a no sweat same game parlay for Thursday night Cincy in Miami and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in PA. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If they being the Steelers, got to like 1-4 or 2-6. 2-6. Let's say 2-6. And I'll tell you, if you walked around Pittsburgh and talked to people that had a deep interest or even a kind of a decent amount of interest in the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think a lot of people would say, yeah, come October 30th or whenever, right when the bye hits thereafter, 2-6 is kind of likely. Let's say they beat the Jets. You could see losses in the current run of form, the way they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You could see them at 2-2 after the Jets game. And then wouldn't they be underdogs four games in a row?
Absolutely.
Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, and Philly.
And the only one at home is Tampa.
Right. And heavy underdogs against Philly, probably Buffalo, a decent size underdog against Miami. And Tampa, who knows what's going to happen with Tampa. Tampa doesn't score enough points right now. At least coming off of that game just the other day, to kind of be a heavy favorite against anybody, but it's Brady at Brady's house.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, 2-6 would probably be a consensus if you walked around and talked to people. If they're 2-6 and the Steelers would still have 9 games left to play and it would be just Halloween weekend when that would happen, you'd be 2-6. Would apathy set in? Would people still be as gassed to go to games? Would people still be planning their whole Sunday around Steeler football? Where is it at 2-6 if that's the case?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think people would still plan because none of those losses or those games are division games. So they would still be in somewhat competition whenever division play starts back up, which would be November 20th against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think people would still hang on to some hope. That's just my opinion.
I think you'd come back after the bye for that Saints game in Week 10, and you'd see a whole lot of yellow seats. And a whole lot of people would have a hard time finding their emotion. Look, we're all going to be Steeler fans to a certain extent all the way out through Week 18. Not just us because it's our job, but I mean most Pittsburghers because right. it's the common thread that links all of us. So we'll all keep an eye on things, but people aren't going to have the same enthusiasm. If they come back from the bye 2-6, you're going to see yellow seats at Heinz, Acrisure, Week 10 for that Saints game. You're going to see probably a dip in the TV ratings, I would think. You'll see people less interested in hanging with it, unless something happens where they're given reason to hope. The OC gets the boot, and maybe they feel like there's a new lease on life,
Kenny.
Or Kenny Pickett gets inserted. Right, that might keep some people hanging on a little bit longer. But if they're 2-6 going into the bye, and there are zero signs of any kind of change or any kind of improvement on the horizon, people are going to start checking out.
If Kenneth Shane Pickett is inserted at quarterback, I think it'll look like it always looks. People will be jacked up. People will be ready to go even at 2-6. I think there will be that hope. If Kenny Pickett's on the bench and they're 2-6, people ain't going to be
there. They're
going
to zombie through this.
Yep,
I mean, they really are. Which is, again, the other part of this too then is show me something as they're currently constructed or as they're currently performing that tells you they're not going to be 2-6. I'd love to find something there. I'd love to find a way to beat – who's going to beat Philly, especially the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? And look, then you could talk about extenuating circumstance. You could tell me, all right, somebody gets injured. All right, yeah, sure. But that's not the current run of form. The current run of form for all these teams right now, the Steelers and then those next five opponents, it yields 2-6, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your only hope at 3-5 is you win a Jets game that you're supposed to win, even as poorly as you're playing on offense, and then – Brady and the Bucs come in a couple weeks later and look like they did this past Sunday against the Packers.
Or TJ Watt.
At 2-6, people are looking at the draft.
Yeah.
At 2-6, people aren't driving here hours and hours and hours and planning their weekends around.
Paying a few hundred bucks a night for a hotel room. No.
I'm telling you, at 2-6, if Art the second, and I hope it's not that. I'm really not. But I'm just playing the averages right now. And that would be the averages, I think.
Yeah.
If you walk out on that field and you look around and you say we're 2-6, and there's 51,000 people here. How are you satisfied as Art the second if you really stand by we're here to win a championship every year and there's no down years for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
How many games does TJ Watt win? You say let's start from the Bucs. So say he comes back after the Bills, Bucs, Dolphins, Eagles. How many of those games if TJ Watt is back, how many games do the Steelers win with him?
Maybe one of those.
Maybe
three.
One.
I don't even
Maybe.
Know if that's really I like. To be honest with you, I don't even know how much that's the conversation because the lack of offensive continuity isn't interdependent on TJ Watt being healthy or not.
Right, and they can't
one whole side of the ball just isn't doing anything.
Right,
yeah, but I thought we were talking wins and losses.
We are,
but I guess the greater point here, at least as I'm looking at it, and maybe I don't want to speak for Colin, but is they can't even with TJ Watt back. I don't think they're outscoring any of those four teams. You know what I mean? And so that's why I look at 2-6 as an inevitability. And look, granted, the way they've played, 1-7's not out of the question because I'm not necessarily feeling all that secure about Sunday either. And so I don't see them outscoring Allen, Brady, Tua and Tyreek Hill and Waddle or Jalen Hurts. I just don't. Even with T.J. Watt back.
Yeah, the offense got to do – that's why it's imperative, I think, to just – even if you take a risk and you swing and you miss and it ends up being a bad decision, it blows my mind that getting rid of Matt Canada right now is seemingly something that is not even in the cards. That making a change at quarterback right now is something that's not even in the cards. It's not even being looked at.
How bad do things have to get
right
before that becomes a realistic thought process?
It's not that they're not doing it. It's that it's not even remotely a consideration.
It's not even lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's the part where I say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All things aren't under advisement right now and under consideration.
Like, are you really trying to win? Are you really trying to change? Like, that's what's in question right now. Like, do you really care?
Because the expectation for me right now is 2-6.
Yeah.
Because that's the average. I mean, if you just play the averages, that's the safe bet.
Yep.
It's 2-6. Man, woo! What a day. Shelby Cassese, this hits different in just a couple minutes. John Wehner at 9:30 here on the Fan Morning Show. We'll talk to Shelby in just a moment.
Pirates beat the Reds last night 8-3. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
This hits different, brought to you by Urbanowitz Jewelers. Shelby Cassese. Hello, Shelby. Happy Tuesday. How's everything?
Wonderful. How is it with you all?
Great, 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 great. So you're doing well?
Yeah. It's my time of the year.
This is your season.
This is my, SZN for sure.
Do you like
Shelby
horror movies?
Season.
Yeah. What's that?
You like
that?
Horror movies?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
You and me both, sister.
No, you don't.
You seriously? You do?
Not horror movies, but my time of the year.
Mm.
You like horror movies?
It's Adam
Shelby?
Season as well. I do.
Wow, that stuns me. I didn't think you would. I thought you'd be more of a Hallmark, Hallmark Christmas movie.
No, you know what? That does fit my brand.
Right.
But no, I'm not.
Does it fit your brand?
I do.
I imagine you having a DVR filled with Candace Cameron Bure Christmas movies.
No, I have my rotation of Christmas movies I watch every year. But okay. Yeah, I do like some pumpkin beer, horror movie, candy, popcorn.
Let's go.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Tell us now, fitting your brand, this hits different. That's been part of your brand because you do these stories oh so well, these features. Ginny Franck. Who is Ginny Franck?
Sure. She's a senior standout in soccer at Seneca Valley. And her last, I would say, month and a half has just been incredibly scary, but also incredibly triumphant. And she has an incredible story to tell us.
Adam, will you play it?
Sharing the stories of remarkable young people in Western Pennsylvania, this is This Hits Different on 93.7 The Fan.
It all started in the summer as a loss of appetite, maybe an upset stomach here and there, but soon Seneca Valley senior soccer star and George Mason commit Ginny Franck found a lump in her neck and collapsed at practice.
I wasn't able to make it through the drills like I normally did, and we kind of contributed that to the lack of eating. During that time, we also went to go get whatever the lump on my throat was checked out.
The lump was non-cancerous at the time. Doctors thought it was an infection, but things only got worse. Ginny started swelling, couldn't hold food down, and struggled to walk even from room to room. It all came to a head mid-August when Ginny's father carried her to the car and rushed to the hospital. Doctors told her mother, Vicki Franck, Ginny was going into severe sepsis and dehydration.
Seeing her in that emergency room, that was really scary. She was a very, very sick little girl. And, as a parent, there's not a whole lot you can do at times.
After she stabilized, Ginny was diagnosed with a kidney condition, leading doctors to revisit that swollen lymph node. This time, it came back as stage 2A Hodgkin's lymphoma. But from the start, Ginny handled her diagnosis with strength and motivation.
She literally put her arm on my back and started rubbing my back and giving me comfort. And it was like, this isn't how it should be. I'm the mom. I should be the one giving her comfort, but she was giving me comfort. She's been very strong.
Jenny immediately started her first of two rounds of chemo. After the first round, Jenny finally got some good news. Just about 1 month after she was too weak to even walk to the car, she was cleared to play soccer again.
I'm going to take any opportunity I have to play at this point because I really miss soccer. I really miss doing all that kind of stuff. I really love playing it.
The goalie played the second half of Seneca Valley's game against Norwin and preserved a 1-0 halftime lead for the win.
She just walked off the field because she's just beaming ear to ear because she was so excited to be back on the field. We were really pleasantly surprised when the doctor cleared her.
Since Jenny's diagnosis, the Franks say the community support has been overwhelming. It's not uncommon to see Jenny strong shirts during warmups at a local game. A few weeks ago, Seneca Valley hosted a fundraiser at one of the girls' soccer games.
I wasn't exactly sure how many people were even going to show up to an event like this. I wasn't sure. I guess in my brain, it's hard to wrap around how many people you know and how many people are willing to come out and support you. And I was surprised at how many people there were.
It was a packed house. They raised $17,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, all in the name of supporting Jenny and helping others.
It means a lot to us. It really did. And just, I hope that, you know, if we can help somebody in the future, that's what we would like to do.
Jenny's prognosis is good. Cancer has robbed her of a normal senior year and a soccer season that had high expectations. But she'll only think of those in her corner and staying Jenny strong.
The more negative I am, I feel like the worse that I kind of feel physically. It kind of like a little reflection. So the more positive that I stay, I feel like the more optimistic about my situation and the better I feel because I'm able to kind of push through.
All right. Incredible story. And, you know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking it's not the first time you've presented from Seneca Valley, them needing to mobilize troops with somebody in the athletic department that had cancer. It was Heather Lewis.
Yeah, their athletic director. And actually, that was part of our conversation that didn't make it into the piece. We talked about the relationship that they've actually formed through this. I asked because Heather was actually the one that she called me up about this story. And she said, I think we might have something for you to talk about. And I asked Jenny what her relationship with Heather has been like, and she's like, she's been my mentor through all of this. Just kind of, she helped me tell my team. She helped me approach this from a public perspective, and her attitude toward her battle rubbed off on me, and Jenny's just incredible. I mean, it's a good perspective check, I think, for I can't speak for everyone, but for me in particular, it was just because, you know, her mom said she literally hasn't shed a tear throughout this entire thing. Just the approach she's made to this and the perspective that she has is incredible.
That's what I was going to say. More often than not, these stories, we find kids or young adults who are providing comfort to the actual adults.
Yeah.
And it's that's always the amazing part to me. Kids in a tough spot who are showing that kind of strength.
Yeah, the resiliency of some of these kids, all of these kids who we've talked to going through different situations like this is just incredible.
Yeah, really, really tough stuff. Great stuff from you, Shelby. All right, we move on real quick. We got to get out to a break. The Steelers win, lose against the Jets. There's no way they can lose against the Jets, right?
I think it's got to be a win.
Or
you look at going into the bye with what? Maybe one win? Yeah.
Ooh. Thanks for the reassurance this morning, bringing us a bunch of
at least the sun's
sparkly, happy.
At least it's Halloween season.
And there's pumpkin spice for everyone.
Well, thank you, Shelby. As always, you're the best. Wonderful stuff. Great story. Shelby Cassesi, This Hits Different, brought to you by Urbanowitz Jewelers. Top of the hour, back into some Steeler stuff. Wait to hear what they're saying on New York Sports Radio today. Crowley, did you happen to fetch that?
Oh, it's being fed.
Oh, it is something. There's that about this matchup this week. John Wehner, he joins at 9:30. Fan weather right now, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too, you'll find it Sun Chevrolet. Really sunny out there. Looks great. Cloudy with possible afternoon showers, though. High in the mid-50s.
That's the weather.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.